We're going to keep it on the markets and bring in John Petrides, Portfolio Manager at Tocqueville Asset Management. Thank you so much for being here. It's a head-spinning day in the markets. Tell me what you make of it all of the volatility. How much is tied to this monetary change in policy by the Fed tightening? And then how much is just options, expiring, once in a quarter, triple witching scenario?
Well, I think it's been a head-spinning 48 hours. I mean, literally 48 hours ago to right now, the Fed announced that they were going to raise rates three times in 2022. And, you know, on the cusp, by the textbook, you would think that bonds would sell off and growth stocks would sell off. That would be the reaction to when you're seeing a sharp increase expected for interest rates. And really what we saw was bonds kind of have rallied. And the initial reaction of the Fed was that growth stocks rallied. Yesterday, bonds continued to rally, long bonds rallied, and growth stocks sold off because the market woke up and said, wait, higher interest rates are bad for growth stocks. Now what's happening today? Well, more stocks are selling off, gold is rallying, and bond continues to rally, which means to me that today the market is taking fears of Omicron more seriously and that it could slow down the economy, where the Fed may just only have to do three rate hikes next year, and that inflation will be really contained because the economy will slow. So basically, you've gone from sort of a relief that the Fed is not behind the curve in raising rates to now fears that Omicron is real and it could help slow the economy more so than expected in 2022.
John, this is Emily here. We've been seeing this seesawing between cyclical leadership and tech and growth leadership for quite a while now. Over the past month, it really has been those tech stocks getting hit hard, though. So is this tug of war between cyclical and growth going to continue into next year? And if so, how should investors be positioned to potentially even capitalize on this volatility?
Yeah, I think you hit the right avenues to look at from a stock standpoint. All of that comes around interest rates and where the Fed may or may not go and where the economy is headed. So if the economy is increasing and growing faster and the Fed has to raise rates maybe more than expected, you'll see the cyclical stocks rally and the growth stocks where growth tech stocks, which where valuation really has been stretched. And in 2020, tech really benefited from a low interest rate environment. Now that's reversing. So it is a classic value versus growth trade when you look at those sectors of the cyclicals versus tech. And I think that is entirely a function of where interest rates are going to be headed. So, and I don't think, although the average growth stock, I think, is off prior to today, 13%, the average tech stock in the NASDAQ from its recent high, you may not have seen the bottom there if the fears of an interest rate or increasing economy is going to improve.
And then let me ask you this. So do you agree with what the Fed is doing? Did they get it just right? Is it too slow? Is it too fast? And how good is their track record of actually pushing down inflation but not weakening the economy?
So I think the Fed recognized that they were behind the curve. Personally, I would have liked to have seen the Fed start tapering back in September, or at least announcing a tapering in September, and then they would not have had to have rushed it where they are now. But the fact that the Fed has increased their tapering and mentioned three rate hikes is where the dot plot is now for 2022. You know, we were talking at maybe one hike in 22 and maybe nothing until 2023, and that was, you know, those are the dot plots all the way back in June and July. So how fast and how far expectations have changed in really a 6-month period is the impact that inflation has had in the economy. So, you know, I'm happy that the Fed has kind of woken up to the reality of the situation, because the more they prolonged it, it would just mean the harder they would have to jam on the brakes. And when you jam on the brakes and you don't forecast the movement fast, investors get thrown off guard. And since liquidity has been so cheap for so long, money has been in risk assets for a while. You know, if you deviate from the playbook and you add an uncertainty into the market, bad things can happen.
Well, and John, do you think the Fed is even potentially going to have to raise interest rates three times next year? Or do you think market expectations are going to kick in after this meeting and press conference? And is the market going to do the Fed's work for it?
I do think the Fed will have to increase their interest rates three times next year. I think that the main culprit will be COVID. If Omicron continues, if and when another variant then gets created globally, and that slows the global economy down. You know, that could change plans, and that may prevent the Fed from doing something. Keep an eye on China, what's going on in the credit markets in China. The Chinese economy is slowing. That could reverberate to slow the global economy and could impact the U.S., could impact the oil markets. So, you know, that could change the direction of the Fed. But right now, with where interest rates are, I think the Fed is doing the right thing here.
All right. And China, I think, certainly will play a big part in the story next year. And many people suggest that Chinese bonds could be a good hedge. All right. We will have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, John Petridis, Portfolio Manager at Tocqueville Asset Management. Have a great weekend.